one half the mass times the velocity squared is your total energy in joules. Take that for the rest of the data. Then I need the energy that we started with.